is Le'ilui Nishmat Yitzchak Kohen Ben Miriam, and it's also Lizchut Refuah Shelema for Estela Esther Bat Rivka. וגם כן, מחילה, וגם כן לימוד זה יהיה לעילוי נשמת פנינה בת רינה, וגם כן לעילוי נשמת שמחה בת לדיסיה. פרק ב' in ליקוטי אמרים in the Tanya. Remember, in פרק א', we were introduced to one of the נפשות that we have, the נפש הבאמית, as is called in many ספרים. That's one neshama, one נפש, the נפש that is in the physical realm. Now, ונפש השנית בישראל היא חלק אלוה ממעל ממש. The other נפש, that is חלק אלוה ממעל ממש. It's a part of הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's a part that comes from the divinity, from Hashem. כמו שכתוב, pay attention רבותיי, ויפח באפיו נשמת חיים. הקדוש ברוך הוא blew into the nostrils of Adam Arishon, Nishmat Chaim, a breath of life, a neshama of life. Or as we say in Birkot HaShachar, brought in the Gemara Brachot Daf Samech, Ve'ata nefachta bi. You blew the neshama into me. We see in both places, it uses the word blow. Hashem blew the neshama into us. U'kemo shekatu bazohar, famous words from the Zohar, the Ramban brings it down in his Pirush al Torah, man de nafach mitocheh nafach. Mi shenofeach, nofeach mitocho. When a person blows out, what is he blowing out? From within himself. Pirush mitochiyuto u'mipnimiyuto, from his inside. Shetochiyut u'pnimiyut hachayut sheba'adam motzi binfichato bekoach. When a person blows something, let's say a person blows up a balloon, right? He makes a balloon. What's in the balloon right now? That's air that came from within him. Kach al derech mashal nishmot Israel alu b'machshava. Now, it's going to take time for the Rav to develop the idea here. He goes step by step by step. Al derech mashal is the neshamot of Israel, the neshama of the Jewish people, alu b'machshava. They were the first thought Kivyachol of the Bore Olam. They were on his mind all the way from the beginning. Before anything came to realization, before anything came to reality, the Ratzon HaElyon, what was in the Ratzon HaElyon, if we can even just talk this way, but we have to in order to gain some kind of understanding, what was in Hashem's mind? It was Am Yisrael, it was the Neshama of Am Yisrael. Kedichtiv Beni Bechori Yisrael. Right? When did Hashem declare Beni Bechori Yisrael? In Mitzrayim, before Yetziat Mitzrayim. My firstborn Israel. But here we're learning a deeper meaning into Beni Bechori Yisrael. Bechori, we are the Bechor. What does it mean to be the Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was the first thing in his mind. Which means everything that was created afterwards was all created with Am Yisrael in mind. Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. We are called the children of Hashem. We are banim atem. Okay? So now he's going to explain Pirush. Kemo she'aben nimshach mimoach ha'av. Just like the son, the child who is born, he is born from the moach of the father. Which means that the havaya, the being of the child, starts from the moach, from something that is in the moach of the father. That's where it all started and went all the way down, became the child. Kach kivyachol nishmat kol ish Yisrael nimshecha mimachshavto vechochmato yitbarach. So to the neshama of each and every Jew came from the machshava and the chokhma of the Borei Yitbarach. De'i u'chakim ve'lav bechokhma yediyah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say in Patach Eliyahu, u'chakim, he is a chacham, but not with the regular chokhmah that we know. Not in the terms of what we know in chokhmah. Ela hu vechokhmato echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one with his chokhmah. Kemo shekatav haRambam, like the Rambam writes, hu hamada vehu hayodea. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. He knows a lot of things. He knows wisdom. He is wisdom. He is the chokhmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chokhmah is one. This is not something that a human being is able to really fathom completely. Like Iyov already told us, anyone who thinks that he's going to understand everything perfectly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistaken. What do you think? You can get to the bottom of Cheker Eloa, of searching out HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Uchtiv kilo machshevotai machshevotechem. Yeshaya Hanavi says, my thoughts are not, in the name of Hashem, Hashem says, kilo machshevotai machshevotechem. My way of thinking, my thoughts are not the same way that you think, which means that we're not able to fathom what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chacham, and that He is the Chochmah, Vehu HaYodea, Vehu HaMada. So the point is, Nishmot Yisrael, where do they come from? Where do we trace back the neshama of a Jew all the way till where? To Chochmah Ila'a, to the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the child is born from the moach of the father. Ve'af sheyesh rivevot mine chiluke madregot baneshamot gavoa me'al gavoa le'en ketz. Even though we know, the Baal HaTanya says here, that there are all kinds of chilukim, of levels of neshamot. Kemo godel ma'alat nishmot ha'avot u'moshe rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, al nishmot dorotenu ele de'ikve meshicha. Like, let's say, for example, you cannot compare the neshama of Jews today to the neshama of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, there are levels of greatness in neshamot. Shehem bechinat akevai mamash legabe amoach ve'arosh. The neshamot of nowadays, which is called ikvata demishicha, we are at the heel of time. So he says, it's like the heel is all the way on the bottom, compared as opposed to the moach and the rosh. So you have neshamot that came from the moach, you have neshamot that come from the heel, from the akev. V'chen bechol dor v'dor, yesh rashi alfei Yisrael, shenishmotehem hem bechinat rosh v'moach, legabe nishmot ha'amon ve'ame ha'aretz, v'chen nefashot legabe nefashot, ki kol nefesh kelula mi nefesh ruach u'neshama. Says the Baal HaTanya, in every generation as well, you have Rashi Alfei Yisrael, you have great people, the mekor of their neshama is from a higher place as compared to others. And each nefesh is kalul from other nefashot. We're all one. We're all connected. But with that being said, that there are chilukei dargot of neshamot, mikol makom shoresh kol hanefesh wa'un shama kulam, what is the source, what is the origin of all the neshamot of the Jewish people? Merosh kol hamadregot, atzof kol dargin ha'melubash beguf ha'me'aretz ve'kal shebekalim, from the top, from the highest neshama to the neshama of the lowest of the low, all of them have one thing in common. Nimshach mimoach ha'elyon shei chokhmah ila'a kivyachol. They all originate in the chokhmah ila'a of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the mind kivyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimshal haben hanimshach mimoach ha'av. Just like the child that is born from the moach of the father. Shafilu tziporne raglav nitavu mitipazo mamash. Even his toenails, they also originate from that tipa, from that same drop. Al yedei she'aita tisha chodashim bebeten ha'em, and it went through a development stage, 9 months of pregnancy in the womb of the mother. V'yarda mimadrega lemadrega leishtanot ulitavot mimena tziponaim. So those toenails took time for them to develop, but it all started from the same place that the highest place of the goof started. It all started at the same point. Im kol ze odena keshura umyuchedet beyichud nifla ve'atzum b'mahuta ve'atzmuta harishon shaita tipat moach ha'av. Which means, because they originate from the same place, so they're all connected, they're all one. The toenail and the moach and the mind of that child, they all come from that one tipa rishona that emanated from the moach of the father. So they're all connected. Beyichud il elyon venifla. Vegam achshav baben. And even now, after the child is born, yenikata tzipornayim vechiyutam nimshechet me'amoach shebarosh. Even now, the life that is given to every part of the body of the child is still due to the fact that it originated from the moach of the father that gave birth to him. Kedeita b'gemara, as it says, loven shemimenu gidim va'atzamot v'tziponaim. The Gemara alludes to this, that we just mentioned. וכמו שכתוב בעץ חיים שער החשמל בסוד לבושים של אדם הראשון בגן עדן שהיו ציפורניים מבחינת מוח תבונה. וככה ממש כביכול בשורש כל הנפש הוא אהו נשמה של כללות ישראל למעלה. So too, ממש, he says, in regards to the origin, the shoresh of the nefesh, ruach, neshama of all, each and every one of Am Yisrael, birdato mi madrega le madrega al yedei shtalshelut haolamot atzilut beria yetzira asiya mechokhmato yitbarach, the neshama of the Jew originated from the chokhma. Rav Saban, if you remember in the shiur today, was mentioning the sfira of chokhma, the one that is above Bina and above Netzach Veod. That's where the neshamot of Am Yisrael originated, and it went through a hishtalshelut process, a chain reaction from one world to another world, descending from one world to another, atzilut to biri, ad yetzira to asiya, all the way mechokhmato yidvar, kedichtiv, kulam bechokhma asita. You see the plain meaning of kulam bechokhma asita, Hashem, you created everything with such chokhma. Kulam bechokhma asita. Everybody was made from chokhma ila'a. We all come from that high point of midata chokhma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nithavu mimenu nefesh ruach u'neshama shel ame ha'aretz u'pchute ha'erech. All the neshamot, from the top to the bottom. Ve'im kol ze odena keshurot u'myuchadot. All our neshamot, Rabotai, we are all connected because we all come from the same source. Im kol ze odena keshurot umyuchadot beyichud nifla ve'atzum b'mahutan ve'atzmutan arishon shiyamshachat chokhma ila. All the neshamot, from the greatest neshamot to the most simplest neshamot, they all are connected with a yichud nifla ve'atzum, because they all trace back to chokhma ila'a. Ki yenikat vechiyut nefesh ruach u'neshama shel amei ha'aretz, ומנפש רוח ונשמה של הצדיקים והחכמים ראשי בני ישראל שבדורם. Because we're all part of that chain reaction. So the lowest gets his chiyut, his neshama, comes from the one that's above him. And he comes from one that's above him. Because we're all connected. Because it's all one nefesh ruach neshama of klal Yisrael that comes from the moach kivyachol, from the chokhma ila'a of ratzon ha'elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the time before the world was created. So each one receives yenika from the other, from the lowest, from the one that's highest, higher above it, and that one from the one that's above that, and that one from the one that's above that, until we reach the neshamot of the tzadikim of the dor, and on and on and on, all the way to רצון העליון והקדוש ברוך הוא. וזה יובן מאמר רבותינו על פסוק כל דווקא בו, שכל הדבק בתלמידי חכמים מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו נדבק בשכינה ממש. With this we understand, רבותיי, ממש למציאות of what the Gemara says in כתובות קוף יוד א', ולדווקא בו, to cling to Hashem. So the Gemara says, how could you cling to Hashem? How is that possible? והלא אש אוכלהו. So the Gemara says, התאבק בתלמידי חכמים ובתלמידיהם. by being mitdabek to the Talmidei Chachamim, by being close to the Tzadikim, ma'ale alav ha-katub, it's as if what? We are nidbak b'shchina mamash. Why? Ki al yedei dvika b'talmidei Chachamim, kshurot nefesh, ruach u'neshama shel amei ha'aretz, u'miyuchadot, and they become unified, b'mahutan harishon, with that which they originated from, v'shorsham shebechokhma ila'a, shehu yidbarach v'chokhmato echad, v'hu hamada. ומה שכתוב בזוהר ובזוהר חדש, העיקר תלוי שיקדש עצמו בשעת תשמיש דווקא מה שאין כבני עמי הארץ, היינו משום שאין לך נפש, רוח ונשמה, שאין לה לבוש מנפש דעצמות אבי ואמו, בעזרת השם, we'll explain that next time. Just to summarize what we just learned, that בני בחורי ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he created the world, before he created the world, what was עולה במחשבה לפניו, what was the first thought that Hashem had in regards to creating the world, was עם ישראל. And from that Moach HaElyon, from that Chochma Ila'a, originated the Neshamot of Am Yisrael, each one according to their level. And therefore, everyone is all connected and tied and receives Yenika one from the other.